the second Fort Trumbull. Starting in 1794, Fort Trumbull would undergo a transformation as a part of the first and second federal fortification programs. By 1811, on the eve of the War of 1812, the second Fort Trumbull was complete with new stone walls and cannons, along with specifications for its garrison, consisting of one subaltern, now referred to as a second lieutenant, one sergeant, one corporal, two musicians, and 17 privates, for a total of 22 men. Thankfully, no attack would befall the second Fort Trumbull during the War of 1812, though there was a substantial British blockade force in Long Island Sound, and up to the 1830s, the fort was rearmed and reinforced with a wide variety of armaments. For instance, in 1819, the fort's standing ordnance was recorded as consisting of 42, 32, 24, and 16-pound heavy cannon, 5 field cannons, and a howitzer of an unknown caliber. These were later replaced by a 65-pound heavy cannon, 15-pound field cannon, and a 3-pound howitzer.